What's up, everybody? It's me, Greg Miller. I'm doing a Greg way from the set. We just finished PS I Love You, XOXO, and Remember Blank, where Since Blessing ran away like a coward. And he's not a coward. He's just not feeling great. Why am I still talking to the microphone? So Janet just did Jack and Daxter. Mike was over there like a creeper watching us work. It's weird. I don't know why he's like that. You can see the jib doing its business over there. You see Barrett in there working the ones and twos. It's time for another late Gregway. Sorry. It was on my docket to keep doing, but I had to play a game called God of War Ragnarok for PS I Love You. You know, twist my arm, everybody. Find out about it tomorrow. 6 a.m.? Is that right? I think it's 6 a.m. tomorrow. Checking. 6 a.m. tomorrow. But I wanted to talk to you about, I said on Games Daily today, hey, for my Gregway remind, I should do that as my Gregway. And then I forgot about it and I tweeted out, hey, what did I say I was going to do the Gregway about? And somebody came through and I should have marked it, but I didn't, and said, you were going to tell us about your nightmare. And that's right. I lived a nightmare the other day, ladies and gentlemen. So I wake up. It's Wednesday. I wake up and I'm like, all right, cool. You know, another day, another dollar here in the content mill. Why am I looking? I'm looking at the stop button and not the camera either. I'm off my game today, everybody. I'm sorry. And, you know, little Benny wakes up and I'm taking care of him. And then Jen's going around doing stuff too. She's getting ready for work. Benny's crawling around. And I'm like, what is going on today on the calendar, by the way? You know what I mean? What has happened or whatever? And I bust open Google Cal. And while I'm looking at Benny and talking to Jen, I must have swiped a day. And so it's Wednesday, but I swiped to Thursday, but I wasn't paying attention. I didn't realize I swiped to Thursday. So I looked at the Google Calendar and I saw, you know, that Mike and Nick were going to play Gotham Knights. And I was like, Gotham Knights on a Wednesday? I thought the embargo was on Thursday. And so I jumped into my email and I looked at the embargo. And, you know, sure as shit, there it is. Gotham Knights embargo is Thursday, not Wednesday. And then I have this moment of, you know, just my blood chilling of like, well, I'm the one who sent them the codes that were sent to me. Did I miscommunicate the embargo to them? And then I was like, well, no big deal. The stream can be stopped. And I was like, wait, did they do the Xcast? And I reopened the Google Calendar again on the wrong day. And sure as shit, the Xcast was going to post at the embargo at 4 a.m. And like all the blood in my face drained out. All the blood in my body went out. I had like this like out of body experience. And like in the panic, I'm like already like, I got to go to the YouTube app, the, you know, video manager. I got to rip this thing down. The damage is already done. We're already on reset era. This is already fucked. I got an email, I'm sure, from WB. Holy shit. And like, this is all fractions of a second. These are neurons firing in my brain. And then finally, I noticed the calendar was set to Thursday. But then it's like, I'm so fucked up on time right now because of the launch stream, and then Monday was a half day and yada, 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 that I was like, what day of the week is it now? And then I was like, okay, it's Wednesday today. And I'm like, right, we did a Gamescast on Tuesday. That's what's live right now. Right, they didn't record the Xcast. That's today, because I remember Gary's coming in. It's going to be, it's like, okay. But in this like, you know, 3.3 seconds, Jen's come around the corner and she's like, what is wrong? And all I'm doing is sitting there with my phone. But like I said, no color on my face. She thought somebody had died. And I'm like, I thought we broke the Gotham Knights embargo. And she's like, oh. And I'm like, yeah, that was it. That's my fear, Barrett. That's my fear, guys. You know what I mean? Like, we've been lucky.
I didn't break an embargo. Greg.
But again, you understand what I'm saying is I thought maybe I gave you guys the wrong information. That if I say, here's the codes and it's Wednesday 4 a.m. and I fucked it up. Because you're not in the email chain. You don't know what it is. Sure. And it's like, okay. Goddamn. You know, because like, both kind of funny and Greg at IGN and IGN. Like, I've been there for broken embargoes. And you know what happens? Usually not a goddamn thing, because it's not done maliciously, right? Like, everybody understands there's human beings doing all these things. And even, you know, Gotham Knights, I honestly look at the Metacritic today, they probably would have been pretty stoked if we went out before everybody else. We were like, you know, I don't like it, but whatever. We're not getting a 4, not getting a 5. But yeah, like, man, that was terrifying. And so, you know, I know a question that comes around a lot is like, well, what happens when the embargo does get broken? You usually apologize. You know, the most... we've never, I shouldn't say never. I'm sure something's happened and I'm wrong about it. I don't think we've ever broken a review embargo for any major title. I definitely remember something published early for something and Andrea texted me about it. I was like, you guys just went live with this. I don't think that's right. But it wasn't a big deal and I probably did it. But the one I always think of is Division, and not the Division 2, a DLC or an update or whatever. It wasn't huge Division 2 news, and it was definitely after the Division was a huge deal. Or you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't launch where it was like on everybody's radar, and it wasn't when they had that revival where it was on everybody's radar. It was in between there where, you know, nerds like me cared about it. And they sent out the email. At the rare stage of Kinda Funny Games Daily where I was planning in advance, so I was like, they sent on a Monday, like, this is embargoed till Wednesday morning, or whatever, and I put it on Wednesday's Games Daily, and these are dates are made up, and then, you know, went about my life, and I was on that Wednesday's Games Daily, and I was reading the Division story, and as the words were coming out of my mouth, I was like, wait, did I see an email this morning changing the embargo? And I opened up email while we were reacting to the news or something, or while I was still finishing it. And sure as shit, it was like, yeah, we have to push this embargo a day. And I just like stopped talking about it. Like, I ended the sentence, not like I was done. And then we moved on. And then as soon as it was over, I was like, Kevin, take down the VOD on Twitch.
I remember. I directed that episode.
Right? And I take down the VOD. And then I you know, they edited it out. And I just went to UB and I was just like, hey, this happened because, and like, oh no, we got it. No big deal. Don't worry about it. I'm like, all right, thank you very much. And that was the end of it. Didn't hurt our access, because again, like, and granted, we're us, we've been around a long time, but there's a big difference, and I mean me, I've been around a long time, but Kind of Funny and I too, at, you know, coming up on 8 years, there's a big difference between, oh shit, we fucked up in a time zone or a YouTube snag or whatever, and like, oh fuck your embargo, boom, you say fuck your embargo and you hit boom, you're gonna get in trouble for it or whatever, or if it became a consistent problem. But knock on wood, it's been good so far. Let's not fuck up God of War, everybody, right? Sony won't forget. Ladies and gentlemen, that's your Greg Way for today. I love you. I appreciate you, and I won't be so late tomorrow. Goodbye.